USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says Americans should keep making the sacrifices they are to stop the spread of coronavirus.
Every citizen is being called upon to make sacrifices. Every business is being asked to fulfill its patriotic duty. Every community is making fundamental changes to how we live, work, and interact.
Coronavirus Task Force member Dr. Anthony Fauci says numbers from the virus will go up before they go down.
In the next several days to a week or so, we're going to continue to see things go up. We cannot be discouraged by that because the mitigation is actually working.
And your final numbers on Wall Street, a rough day to end the quarter as the Dow lost 410 points to finish today at 21,917. The S&P fell 42. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're thinking about life insurance from low-cost term to business or estate coverage or perhaps a small policy to cover your final expenses, why spend more than you have to? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped hundreds of thousands of folks save a fortune on their life insurance by quickly comparing the rates, features, and financial strength of dozens of top-rated life insurance products right over the phone. Want some examples? A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy a $500,000 10-year level term policy for less than $45 a month. Oh, you say you're 60? No problem. Under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are available. Okay, so you might have some health problems, huh? Lots of us do, but the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find the best affordable policy. To find out how much you can save, call AccuQuote today, 877-439-8830. That's 877-439-8830. 877-439-8830. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
General Motors is announcing they expect to have the first shipment of masks for healthcare workers out next week. Approximately 20,000 masks are set to be delivered on April 8th. Medical experts have been warning that the coronavirus is cyclical, meaning it could come back in the fall even if its spread is halted within the next few months. Dr. Anthony Fauci, director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, was asked about the possibilities of coronavirus coming back.
I would anticipate that that would actually happen because of the degree of transmissibility. However, if you come back in the fall, it will be a totally different ballgame of what happened when we first got hit with it in the beginning of this year. There will be several things that will be different. Our ability to go out and be able to test, identify, isolate, and contact trace will be orders of magnitude better than what it was just a couple of months ago. It's going to be things that we have available to us that we did not have before.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Republican Senator from South Carolina Lindsey Graham has a message to the Chinese government. Shut down those wet markets. Wet markets offer meat from exotic animals, which he argues transmit viruses from animals to human beings, including COVID-19. Graham tells Fox News,
"Well, I'm going to write a letter to the World Health Organization and to the Chinese ambassador asking them to close the Chinese wet markets. These are open-air markets where they sell monkey, they sell bat. We think this whole thing started from a transmission from a bat to a human. About the last three or four pandemics have come from the Chinese wet markets. I don't think this came from a Chinese military lab, but these wet markets are gross. They're just absolutely disgusting, selling exotic animals that transmit viruses from animals to human beings. Those things need to shut down."
Graham continues,
"Well, I think we should, I'm going to write a letter to the Chinese ambassador saying if you don't shut those wet markets down, our trading relationship is going to change. The source of this virus is the Chinese wet markets. But when you have doctors who come on and ask them how many diseases have come from China through these wet markets where you intermingle all kind of exotic animals, it's just really a gross display of how you prepare food. That needs to stop. What can China do to help the world? Shut those markets down."
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.